A big trade, an NFL best 7-1 record at the season's midway point. Now a huge challenge on Sunday against a powerhouse Denver Broncos defense. Isn't this a remarkably fun run for the Philadelphia Eagles? Sure is, and there's a lot more to come. Hello everyone, welcome to the Eagles Live Podcast. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, and in this podcast, we take a look at Sunday's game against Denver in our exclusive one-on-one interview with head coach Doug Peterson, and we find out what's happening in the locker room, but we're going to start with what else? Some reaction to the deadline-beating trade on Tuesday that brought running back Jay Ajayi to the Eagles and sent a 2018 fourth-round draft pick to Miami in exchange. Ajayi is a third-year back who runs hard, is explosive, and was in the Pro Bowl a year ago. Yet Miami made him expendable, and the Eagles made the move to add Ajayi to an already good offensive backfield. Why the move? How did the Eagles even know that Ajayi was available? We're going to start there with an exclusive one-on-one interview with Howie Roseman on Wednesday, one day after the trade was finalized. Howie, take us behind the scenes. We all have this idea of what it might be like. Is it hustle-bustle on the phones, managing multiple phone calls?
A lot of the groundwork is done for the weekend and then circling back on Monday and Tuesday. And you kind of have an idea about the directions you can go. I know for us, at about 3:50, we realized that there was nothing else that was going to come about and just got excited about the addition of Jay. But that's usually how it's been since we've been here, though. We've had a couple of instances where something went right up till the deadline and we had to make a decision about 5 minutes before whether we wanted to pull the trigger on something. But yesterday, all those conversations were done well in advance of the 4 o'clock deadline.
Howie, how did you even know that Jay was even available in the trade?
Well, that's kind of our philosophy. You know, it never hurts to ask. You know, we're always going to be aggressive calling teams and asking about players that we think can help our football team. And that's part of our job. That's part of our due diligence process. And that comes from having relationships with people around the league and floating ideas. And that's what we did here.
How do you do the homework? How many people are involved in that?
Well, it starts with our scouts, our college scouts. They set the process by going into the schools and the school calls and all the people that they talk to on the background of the player. And so then we have a character evaluation of the player going into the draft, and we rely on our scouts for that baseline. And then the people that you do deals with, there has to be trust, because hopefully we're all going to be doing this together for a period of time, and your name's all you got, your reputation's all you got. So we're very straightforward with players that we're trading. We talk about the pluses and if there's any minuses, and the Dolphins have always done the same with us, and really every team we've done with the NFL does a great job of transparent.
So what did the Eagles acquire in Jay Ajayi?
Well, certainly you can see on tape what he brings. You know, I think anyone who's watched a highlight or watched the film in the last 24 hours sees that he runs. He's a violent runner, tries to impose his will on a defense. He's a really good complement to what we have. And when we get off the bus, they know with that running back group and really led by our running back coach that they're going to get a full day's work from a defense perspective. And I think the other thing about it is that he loves to play. He's got passion for football. You can see that when he steps on the field. He's a culture guy who's from London. You know, he wants to show our fans, his teammates, what they're getting.
Howie, since the trade was made, the fans have reacted. What kind of feedback have you gotten from the fans during this time?
Well, yesterday was Halloween, so had a little bit with the kids, and obviously there's excitement. There's excitement about this team. This is a football crazed city, and we're so lucky to be working for a team in a city like this. But I think even more so are our players. Our players had tremendous energy. Obviously a big challenge this Sunday against Denver Broncos. But, you know, someone in the building said to me, this isn't a team that you feel like is 7-1 and resting on their laurels. They're hungry. You know, I think that they feel like you get a player like that, like it's a good pun now, right? You just hop aboard the train and let's keep rolling, you know. They know that we're with them and that we're trying to do whatever we can to improve the football team.
Howie, what do you see when you look up at the board here in your NovaCare Complex office? You've changed the roster so much in this last year.
Well, one, I think the character and makeup of the team is a reflection of our head coach and the coaching staff. And these guys want to work hard. They're determined. We have a very good chemistry in our locker room, good balance of youth and veterans and leadership. I think that's the thing that you're most proud of when you look at this team. Whatever happens in the next 8 weeks, it's hard to predict. You know, obviously, we got a long way to go here, but they know we got a long way to go, and they're going to work as hard as possible to try to fulfill whatever that capabilities is the rest of the year.
Thanks, Howie.
Thanks, Dave.
As for Peterson, he's not yet ready to declare Ajayi ready for action on Sunday, but he's looking forward to seeing how the talented running back fits in and how the Eagles fare against Denver.
Doug, we're at the midway point of this season. What do you like about this team at 7-1? What really has kind of jumped out at you? I think the consistency of the players, meaning, and a little bit of the resiliency. You know, we've faced adversity with injury this first half of the season, and the guys have really stuck in there and stuck together and battled and found ways to win football games, which I think a year ago, we probably lose some of these close games. So the way they're learning to finish, they're playing together, playing with confidence is one of the most positive things that I've seen. There's many, but that's one of them.
How would you describe the locker room and the energy that you see every day?
Locker room's in a great place. Great leaders of this football team. They come to work every day. They're excited to come into the building and work and practice. And not many guys like to practice, but this team, I think deep down, they enjoy that and being around each other. They obviously love to play together on Sundays, and it's showing obviously in the wins, but just the everyday, day-to-day grind that they enjoy doing.
How are you better in year two?
Well, I think that as a play caller, you learn from all your decisions from last year, from this year. I think relying a little bit more on the run game a little bit to help the quarterback, and it takes a little pressure off. And I think, too, just managing the game, understanding crucial situations, when to use timeouts or when to challenge, when to go for it on fourth down, two-point conversions, all of that is getting better with me. And then just handling the team, managing the team. You know, in year two, everybody understands the offense and defense, and allows me to really get to know the roster and get to know the players a little bit better.
What's your message to the team been this week?
We got to win this week. I asked them to commit for 3 weeks, 2 weeks ago, and they've done a great job so far. And this is that last week of the three before they get a break. And we got to win this week and focus in on this week. This is another good team coming in here on Sunday.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Some reaction. We've got it here. First from former Eagles and current media analysts. Mike Quick, Hall of Fame wide receiver, responds to the acquisition of Ajayi. Mike, some instant reaction to the acquisition of Jay Ajayi.
I just think it's great for the offense. I think he'll add a lot to this offense with his speed, his power, all the skill sets that he brings to this offense. A dynamic offense, I think it makes it even more dynamic.
Doug Peterson's not been shy about calling on the run game. I mean, we've seen that balance. And you mentioned the dynamism and the ability to take it to the house. Is that what separates Ajayi from the rest of the running backs on this roster?
All of these running backs, they have their own strengths. And if you look at Blunt, he's a powerful guy that can really fits best running between the tackles. Corey Clement, downhill type runner, powerful runner, quick start. All of them have their assets. But if you look at Jay Ajayi, I think he's a combination of all of those things that all of these guys have separately. So there are so many things that I think you're able to do with him in this offense. And I know that Doug Peterson will go into his lab and come up with things and come up with ways to get him to football. And you're right, he likes to run the ball. He likes to have that balance. And he's shown that in just looking at the sheer numbers of how often they're running the ball in the first half of the season.
Screen game has not been there for the Eagles. Could Ajayi add to that?
I think he certainly could. They just have to get better at the screen game. And teams have gotten really good at figuring out when the Eagles want a screen and getting in the way of the screens and breaking it down. But when they execute the screen properly, Jay Ajayi is a perfect fit to get out there in space with big bodies in front of him.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep.
Now let's hear what Ike Reese, former Eagles linebacker and current WIP Sports Radio host, has to say about the deal. Ike, your immediate thought with this trade, bringing Jay Ajayi to Philadelphia?
Well, once I stop smiling ear to ear, you just think about the possibilities that this offense can present to a defense week in and week out. And this is already one of the best offenses in the league. You bring in a young running back like Jay Ajayi. We had a chance to see him this summer, obviously up here when the two teams practiced together during training camp. You know, this kid that rushed for over 200 yards three times last year. He's only in his third year. I think that's the best part about this whole trade, is that you're getting a guy who's still young at a position where it's hard to find that type of talent, and especially available in a trade. So hats off to Howie to be able to get this deal done. I think it upgrades the offense tremendously, immediately.
Some would ask, well, why even look at running back? The running game seems fine.
Well, you can always improve, right? And I think this is a move also that isn't just about the present. This is about the future as well. Like I said, this guy is just in his third year on his rookie deal, nowhere near his prime, and coming off a Pro Bowl season. It's rare that this type of running back becomes available at this stage in his career. So whatever the situation is down there in Miami, he became available. The Eagles obviously saw a need to upgrade, just bringing talent in. You know, hats off to the front office. Like I said, it's not often you get an opportunity to get this level of talent at that position. And then when you look at the Eagles, if you're just looking at the future and looking at the draft situation next year without having a second or third round pick, I don't know if you get this level of talent in the fourth or fifth round, even though they found Jay Ajayi in the fifth round down there in Miami. That's still a long shot to be able to do, to give up a fourth round pick for this type of a player that's an established player in this league. You already know what he can do. I think it's a great move for the Eagles.
So now you're trying to get established for the playoff run, cold weather games in November and December. The addition of Jay make this team more formidable on the ground immediately?
Yeah, without question. I mean, we play up here in the Northeast, and hopefully we're going to be in a position where we're going to be playing in January and having home games here. And the thing about Jay Ajayi, instead of having backs like Blunt and Clement and Smallwood who have to sort of make up one running back because they all do different things, I think Jay Ajayi is a complete running back. He can run with power. He can run in between the tackles. He has the ability to get to the second level, has breakaway speed. And here's the other thing, is a pretty good pass protector. He is a pretty good pass protector as a running back. It's something that's required of that position in this offense. This guy will stick his nose in there. Got good size, 220 plus pounds. I think it's a no-lose situation for the Eagles, honestly.
Thanks, Zach.
Yep.
Join the inaugural Eagles Autism Challenge, a cycling run-walk event to fund autism research. It's a day for the entire region to become a team, have fun, and together advance autism research. For more info, visit EaglesAutismChallenge.org. Time now to hear from the newest Eagle, running back Jay Ajayi, who met the media on Wednesday and said he is ready to do anything the Eagles coaching staff wants him to do to, quote, keep this thing rolling as the Eagles look for win number 8 on Sunday.
Whirlwind of emotions for sure. Definitely enjoyed my time as a Dolphin, appreciated everything about being there, and then getting the news that I'm gonna be an Eagle and understanding what that comes with, understanding, you know, where this team is, and just wanting to be a part of this team and put my head down and get to work. For me personally in our running back room, it's just to go inside there and push each other to be great. You know, I know myself personally, I strive to be great every day, and I'm excited to come into this talented room and join these running backs and achieving our goal of helping this team win the Super Bowl. I was just talking with Coach Deuce. It's ironic that, you know, I'm here, even though we got to see each other earlier this year during training camp. We even spoke very briefly in passing, and now for him to be able to be my running back coach, I'm very excited about that opportunity. Somebody that I can even look at when I was starting to even follow football, and I can remember the name Deuce Staley as a Philadelphia Eagles running back. So for him to be my running backs coach, I'm excited. He'll be able to bring the best game out of me, and I'm just excited to be here. Me and LB have actually had a good relationship through playing games when he was on the Patriots to even when we were out here for joint practices. So I've been able to kind of build a little bit of a respect relationship with him, and we've had conversations here and there. Now being a teammate, it's just really cool dynamic now, and it's fresh. Well, all of us in the running back room, we're just all trying to feel each other out, especially with me being the new guy. I'm just trying to join whatever they got going and not try to be a distraction or anything, and just try to be a help. And like I said, they've got a great dynamic in that RB room, and just so happens that now I'm here and just want to be another part to that. View myself as a three down guy, a guy that can be counted on to do anything that the offense needs me to do. You know, I'm excited to hopefully be able to do that role here as well. Just continue to work on my craft, whether it's blocking, catching the ball out of the backfield, or running hard for this team. You know, I'm ready to do anything. Woke up today as a Philadelphia Eagle, and I'm very excited about that.
Inside the locker room, running back LeGarrette Blount talked about the acquisition of Ajayi and what that might mean for him, the running back room, and the Eagles offense.
You know, he adds depth. Obviously, he rushed for, you know, almost 1,300 yards last year. I mean, he's a Pro Bowler, so he's done a lot of good things, you know, in this league. We're just looking for him to continue to do that. Locker room chemistry is extremely important. You got to have everybody on the same page. You know, you got to have everybody that, you know, buys into the program and what you need to do and what you want to do to win football games. This move shouldn't set our sight off of that or deter our, you know, sight off of what we have, you know, what our focus is and what the task is at hand. And, you know, that's playing the Denver Broncos this weekend.
And quarterback Carson Wentz excited to add another talented piece to the Eagles' offensive arsenal.
So I got a chance to speak with Jay, texted him yesterday, just talked to him a little bit. He seems like he'll be a great fit. Great fit for this team, great fit for this locker room. I don't foresee any issues with that. And you know, we're excited. Anytime you can add talent like that, a player of his caliber, you know, we'll see how quickly he picks up on the offense and everything that goes with that. So who knows exactly how that'll all play out, but I'm excited that we can pick up a guy as talented as he is.
At 7-1, the Eagles felt they could make the move and launch into a strong second half of the season. That concept sits well with the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, in this Merrill Minute.
The Eagles are in the Super Bowl! The Eagles are in!
It's Groundhog Day! They did it again!
The corner of the end zone! I don't believe it!
This game could be in a museum.
Going into this season, I thought this was a very good football team. I thought that the Eagles could be a 10-win team and be a playoff team. I don't think anybody, no matter how optimistic they were, thought that at the end of the first half of the season, the Eagles would stand 7-1 and with the best record in the entire NFL. Because of that, I think the approach of the personnel department of Howie Roseman doesn't have to change dramatically, but it has to be somewhat altered. And even Howie admitted at his media conference that your perspective does have to be adjusted. In other words, you look around right now and you can ask the question, who's better than we are? And the answer is right now, nobody. So with that in mind, you're not going to totally mortgage the future, but you're going to be a little more aggressive and make any move that you can make to upgrade this team in any possible area, because this team has a shot to go the distance.
Let's take a break from the Ajayi talk and get back to the matters at hand. Denver comes to town with a 3-4 record. They've lost three straight games. This is their third consecutive game away from home, and now they're giving cast-off Brock Osweiler a start at the quarterback position, as Coach Peterson talked about earlier in the show. Yet Denver is very dangerous, primarily because of the league-leading defense the Broncos bring to town.
This is a great defense. You know, they do fly around, they make plays. It's one of the better defenses we'll face all year. I mean, they play a lot of man coverage. A lot of man coverage, and they fly around. You know, they're not afraid to get up and jam receivers off the line, try and, you know, reroute them and everything. So they're talented. They're talented, obviously, with Von Miller over there. You got to always know where he's at. You know, there's a reason he's always talked about as one of the best players in the league, and it shows up on tape. It shows up on tape. So we'll be aggressive. We'll keep our same kind of game plan, but we'll be smart with how we attack it.
I'm safety Malcolm Jenkins of the Philadelphia Eagles.
It's intercepted by Jenkins.
And you're listening to the Eagles Live Podcast with Dave Spinero.
Malcolm Jenkins takes it in for a touchdown, and the Eagles take the lead.
Boy, what a play. What a play.
Finally, Brian Westbrook, an Eagles Hall of Fame running back, talks about this matchup and the mentality of a 7-1 football team. Brian, we're 8 games into a season that nobody saw coming at 7-1 here. Let me ask you this, down the stretch as we look ahead just to Denver, what do you really want to see from this game? We're going to go into this bye week, we're all going to assess the Eagles up and down. But for this game, there are some obvious matchups that you want to watch. What's the top of your list?
The biggest one is, how is this offensive line going to come together? Denver is going to do a lot of different things, trying to get one-on-one matchups with our offensive linemen. How will our offensive linemen block? How will our tight ends help with chipping with the tackles, things like that? And will our running backs step up and contribute to the blocking effort so that we can throw the ball down the field? It's going to be a tough, hard-fought game for us, especially because of the defense that they bring to the game, and so it's going to be important for that offensive line to kind of find their way.
I guess you kind of have to be patient against a Denver defense like that.
They're an aggressive defense. They're going to attack you. You have to take your shots when you have the opportunities, and you have to make the most of it. You can't have missed opportunities. You can't have sacks, things like that, because once they get one sack, you best believe the blitzes will continue to come.
What is the mindset of players going into the bye week? I remember Andy's teams always kind of struggled in that game. Always won on the way back, but struggled on the way out.
The hard part is staying focused, and I think Doug has done a great job of compartmentalizing these games. Let's take this home stretch. Let's take this road stretch and not look at the big picture, because once you start looking at the big picture, you're starting to think of, okay, what am I going to do on my bye week? Things like that. I think this team has stayed focused. Doug has done a great job of that. Also, when you talk about the team, you have to talk about the quarterback and the leaders on this team. They've done a great job of keeping guys ready to play.
So the Eagles are 7-1. Obviously, the playoffs are very much a goal. How do you not look ahead as a player?
Well, it's the focus thing. It's all about what your coach is preaching. And I think Doug goes a long way towards that. But it's hard not to look towards the playoffs. But the most important thing for players every single week is, how do I get better? How do I perfect my craft? And if I can get a little bit better every single week, time that you get to week 16, now you're playing at the top level. And I think that's what the guys need to focus on.
In 2004, when you were 7-1 at the break, did you feel like every week you'd go out there, this team was going to win?
Yeah, you expect to win. You expect to go out there and find a way, offensive, defensively, or special teams-wise. You expect to go out there and find a way. We were that good. This team right here is that good. They just have to continue to mature. They're still a young team in so many positions. They have to continue to mature.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
We thank you for joining the Eagles Live podcast. We have our instant reaction podcast on Sunday following the Eagles-Broncos game. Salute to service at Lincoln Financial Field. So tune in then. In the meantime, thanks to Brian Thomas and Richard Hsu for their great work putting this all together. And thank you for joining in. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. Another win in the books for the Eagles? We sure hope so. Have yourselves a great Eagles day, everyone, and fly, Eagles, fly.